I'd like to read a couple of rather different poems. Come out of a very, very different experience. A poem called Waking an Angel, which was a terrific gift, I thought. It's in my book, Not This Pig. But pointed ahead to a number of poems that I would write. It was a gift in that I didn't understand it when I wrote it. And I was lucky enough to be kind of patient with it and work on it and finish it and not demand that it be clear or that it seemed to be me. I think frequently we define ourselves in rather small terms, and things happen to us that seem strange, you know, if we're artists or if we're trying to be artists. And sometimes we rule them out because they don't seem like us, because we've defined ourselves in such a limited way. I thought of myself as a man in my middle 30s as a kind of a hard-assed, atheistical red. And I didn't see that one could be a hard-assed, atheistical red and be a very religious man at the same time. And that there was no contradiction implied, and that the love that had been given to me by my fellow men and women, was a great and religious gift, and that I in fact loved God as I found him in my life, in my friends, my children. And this poem came sort of surprising, and was the first of a number of poems like it, and I began to pursue these themes. Waking an Angel. It's about a man who wakes up in the middle of the night and discovers that his wife's turning into an angel, and he does what I suppose almost any man would do. He tries to stop it. She's already got the jump on him. He knows she's a better person. God, if she turns into an angel. Besides, he needs her. What the hell's she going to go flying off for? And he tries to stop her in the way that I think I would have tried. And he's eminently unsuccessful. You'll see what he does. Waking an angel, he talks. Sparrows quarreled outside our window. Roses swelled. The cherry boughs burst into fire, and it was spring in the middle of a bad winter. We have been good, she said. We have avoided the fields, tended our private affairs without complaint, and this is surely our reward. I wasn't so sure. There were hard gray spots on the underbelly of the ringtail coon that died in the garbage. There was sand as white as powdered glass overflowing the vessel of the hyacinth. There was sand on my own tongue when I awakened at 1 or 2 in the dark. My nostrils inflamed, my voice crying out for her. She wouldn't move. I put my cold hands on her hips and rocked her gently. Oh, 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 was all she said through set dry lips. She was slipping away from me. I was afraid to look at what dense wings lifted her out of my bedroom in my one life. Her voice still trailing, oh, 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 like a raiment of victory.